A wallet full of information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the Chicago Sun-Times is debuting a new look today. The Sun-Times has always called itself the bright one. You almost have to wear sunglasses to take a look at the newspaper today. Let's talk about the direction of Chicago's number two newspaper with Tom Lason, president of NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Kristen Sherman, good to be here as always.
It's obvious that the Sun-Times is upping its tabloid quotient. It looks a lot flashier today than it did last week.
Absolutely. And I think this flash quotient, as you, I think, could definitely call it, is definitely a trend that they've decided to follow, a step that they've decided to have taken, I think, in the spirit of differentiation. And we can talk a little bit more about that, but I think the bottom line is that newspapers are just like broadcast outlets in a lot of ways. They're in a 500-channel universe competing for eyeballs and doing the old, hey, we provide you with news, weather, sports, and classifieds, just isn't getting it done anymore. There's already a big brand covering that square in the Chicago marketplace in newspapering, and they're going to have to find something else, some other way to appeal to an audience that will allow them basically to survive.
The Sun-Times has great City Hall coverage, great political coverage, wonderful columnists. But in the first five or six pages of the paper today, we're seeing Jim McMahon and Mike Wallace and Jennifer Hudson, a snake performer, before we get on to national and world news. So we should just expect a diet of this now?
I would say that there's probably a chance that that's going to happen. The Sun-Times has seen a slow attrition of a lot of columnists and reporters over the past couple of years with the ownership difficulties and the general decline of that newspaper over time, and it's probably a trend that's going to continue. Let's face it, it's a lot cheaper to produce content that is a couple of headlines and, you know,